Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, time now to talk to the coach. Coach Belichick joins me after probably the greatest comeback I've seen, and I'm sure you've seen in a long time, but congratulations on the win against the Denver Broncos.
Oh, thanks. It was good for our football team. Our guys really showed a lot of toughness to, you know, hang in there through the conditions and the circumstances of the first half, and, you know, players came back and, you know, just made enough plays to win. It took a long time, but they finally got it done. It's a great job.
I want to talk to you about the word toughness. You mentioned the mental part of it, and I think, you know, anybody who's at the game, and of course you coached the game, your players played the game, there are a lot of players that gave you everything they had on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. They sure did. They, as you said, a lot of guys played with, you know, being banged up, but, you know, they just kept competing and tried to take it one play at a time. And, you know, as we made a few, then it seemed like we grabbed a little bit of momentum there, and you know, they tied it up. And, you know, it took almost another full quarter and overtime to settle it. So, you know, sometimes it's just not getting off to a fast start, although that helps, but just perseverance and, you know, staying power and just grinding it out. And our team did a good job of that against Denver.
We're taking the win. We're taking the win first. Okay? Taking the win first.
I'll talk about the overtime decision to take the win and kick to Denver. If we didn't have the rules that we had where it was sudden death, would we even be having this discussion? The fact that the new rules are in play, how much did that factor into it? How much did the win factor into it and the way the game was playing?
Well, the win factored into it quite a bit. You know, I think we were certainly playing a lot better defense in the second half than we played in the first half, and I just felt confident that if we could, you know, keep them out of the end zone on that first drive, that then the win would be a significant advantage for us for the remainder of the overtime. So, you know, that was the key, was just not giving up that first touchdown. So even if they'd gotten the field goal, we still would have probably only needed to get to, you know, inside their 45-yard line to have an opportunity at a kick going the other way. So once we were able to get the ball back, you know, I felt like the advantage shifted to us. Then we just needed to, you know, convert a play. And I thought, you know, on the fumbled punt or the punt play that, you know, Ryan Allen did an excellent job of getting the ball up there, really made a high kick with the wind and the hang time. It was a tough ball to handle, and it ended up coming down hitting Tony Carter, and so that was a great, you know, one of the good things we did in that game was, you know, having two turnovers on our punting situation. So one at the end of the half, one there at the end of overtime. So those were big for us.
I don't think people understood how much the ball moved. I remember being down there in warmups, and you watch it, and even the balls that are spiraling and cutting, that ball moves. Some of them even look like knuckleballs out there.
Yeah, it's very knuckleball. Even some of the passes were tougher to catch for the receivers because of the ball not coming in cleanly.
All right, Coach, great stuff. When Coach returns later in the show, we'll talk about the Houston Texans. More of All Access right after this.